Last night, a federal judge rejected former Sheriff Jor Arpaio's bid to vacate his criminal contempt of court conviction. And KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins is here to provide us with some context for this latest development. Jimmy, first of all, vacate. For some reason, we normally hear that followed by the premises. What are we talking about in this case?
Yeah, a request to vacate a verdict would mean to set it aside, render it void. The defense attorney in this case uses the word undo a lot. Earlier this month, Judge Susan Bolton accepted the pardon from President Trump as valid, and she dismissed the case, as we know. But then she asked both sides how they wanted her to treat the guilty verdict she had ordered.
And there was agreement between the prosecution and defense on this.
Yes, federal prosecutors said Bolton should throw the guilty verdict out. They likened it to administrative housekeeping. Arpaio's attorneys wanted that as well, of course, but they wanted Judge Bolton to go a step further and toss all of the orders she had given in this case.
Well, explain the reasoning behind that request. Why not keep the actions the judge took on the books, so to speak?
Arpaio's team has argued that they were going to appeal the guilty verdict, but then this pardon from Trump comes down, so the legal process comes to a grinding halt. They don't get a chance to appeal, but these legal verdicts are still out there. Jack Willinchick is one of the Arpaio's attorneys. He told me allowing these rulings to stand would leave the former sheriff open to, say, civil litigation in the future, where his accusers can say in court, hey, you know, this man was found guilty in a criminal court, and use that against him. This is Willinchick.
The way the system answers this problem is it says the whole case has to be undone. So it's neither a finding of guilt nor innocence. The system just says, look, this we'll never know. And that's what the judge should have done here. Instead, she is basically saying, I'm letting my findings stand even though he can never appeal it. And that's not fair. That's not what the law says to do. That is not what the circuit courts have said to do.
Speaking of circuit court, Willinchick immediately appealed this latest order to the Ninth Circuit.
So the defense is basically blaming the pardon for ruining their chances at seeking an appeal.
Right, but I called Cecilia Wong at the ACLU on this. She litigated the civil rights case that led to this whole issue of civil and criminal contempt, and she was basically like, nope, sorry, you can't have it both ways.
He could have appealed the conviction to the Ninth Circuit, and if he believed that he was not guilty, he should have done that. Instead, he accepted the president's pardon, which, as Judge Bolton noted in her order, carries an acceptance of responsibility for the crime. So his own actions in accepting the president's pardon is what deprived him of the chance to keep fighting this in court. And if he was maintaining that he was not guilty of criminal contempt, he should have appealed it rather than taking the president's pardon.
And Jimmy, so many people have been involved in this litigation for so long. This seems like the culmination of news we've been following for literally years. So what does it mean the legal process will remain in the historic record?
You know, this whole case came about because Arpaio was targeting the Latino community. Petra Falcone is the executive director of Promise Arizona. She says this was a real win. She says it's important for future generations and other organizers to be able to know, you know, that this victory will always be in the history books.
We took a lot of ownership in making sure that he paid for his crime. The community, the organizations, the grassroots leaders who worked with the legal team to bring it to court, they took that responsibility to hold the sheriff accountable for his wrongdoing.
And Steve, she told me this decision gave her hope that we live in a country that values the dignity of all of its citizens.
And that is KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.